Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell joins us 8:05 this morning. Didn't get with him last week. Obviously, we took off and had a little baby. So we'll get with him, get caught up on the latest in South Carolina recruiting and a lot really going on with that. And get the thoughts there. Speaking of recruiting, Rivals.com has their This is their rankings week for 2020. They'll have their yesterday they had their top 10 out, and I'll tell you, it's crazy. Clemson is has interest from the top 9 players in the country. Kind of crazy. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Today they'll have their Rivals 100 for 2020. Tomorrow, the Rivals 250, then updated position rankings and team rankings and all that kind of stuff. So looking forward to that. Clemson baseball definitely takes center stage. Yesterday, we had Zach Orr working overtime over here. We had Clemson beating Charlotte 7-6, and really a very interesting game from a lot of different directions. Keyshawn Askew, freshman left-hander, had a no-hitter into the after five innings and went 5 1/3, gave up two hits in his first college start. Looked great in doing it. The Tigers won 7-6, improved to 3-1 on the season. And it was other freshmen that did a great job yesterday. Hackenberg got his first home run, got a couple RBIs yesterday. We also had four home runs altogether. Teodosio had his second one. Jordan Green had his first. And Davidson hit his second one. So, you know, we're supposed to see the long ball go away here at Clemson. However, yesterday, four tallied up there. Also, with a couple of hits in the game, Kieran Meredith out in left field and Jordan Green, both those guys had two hits in the game. Tigers had nine hits altogether. They did make a couple of errors. Bird and Grayson Bird and Holt Jones made a couple of errors, but it was really interesting to see the freshman really taking a little midweek deal in there. Sharp got the start at DH, Hackenberg behind the plate. So it was a nice win for the Tigers. They have today off. Rain in the forecast, by the way. Have today off. And remember, that game was moved up a day because of the weather today. And then tomorrow, Tennessee Tech scheduled over at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. And that's at 4 o'clock. If we can get that in, VMI coming to town after or this weekend. But Askew's line, 5 1/3, two hits, three runs, all earned, one walk, six strikeouts in the 20 batters that he faced, throwing 78 pitches there. We had Tiger calls last night. I'll see what Zach had to say, that Brad Barnell had to say last night about that. Big basketball game tonight in Tiger Town. We have Clemson and Florida State. That is a 9 o'clock tip. Of course it's 9 o'clock tip. It's always 9 o'clock tip on weekdays around here. 8:30 pregame show coming to you live over at Little John Coliseum tonight, so stay tuned for that one. Going into the game tonight, Florida State is 22nd in the net ratings. Clemson is 42nd. So the Tigers coming off back-to-back road losses, back-to-back one-point road losses, really need a big win tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that. Speaking of college basketball, Virginia went to Virginia Tech last night, got them another great win. Boy, the Cavaliers just keep doing that. Beating everybody but Duke on the season. They went 64-58, 11-2 in the ACC. Virginia Tech fell to 9-5. So third-ranked Cavaliers go to Virginia Tech and beat the 20th-ranked Hokies last night by 6. Other ranked games, Wisconsin ranked 22nd in the country, beat Illinois 64-58. 23rd-ranked Kansas State went to West Virginia and won 65-51. Let me make sure there were no other ACC games I know, no other SEC games. Now, tonight in the SEC, fifth-ranked Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt. Ole Miss goes to South Carolina. Fourth-ranked Kentucky goes to Missouri, and Alabama goes to Texas A&M. In the ACC, you'll see tonight, Wake Forest goes to Notre Dame, and again, Clemson and Florida State. And I guess the bigger games tonight, as far as ranked teams go outside of it. Maryland goes to Iowa. Both those teams are ranked. Probably the biggest game in the country coming up tonight. We had college baseball scores for you for yesterday. Ranked teams, Stanford ranked 12th in the country, went to Grand Canyon and won 12-4. Oregon State ranked 7th, won 5-0 at home against New Mexico. Had a couple of games postponed due to some weather stuff there on the as far as ranked teams go. In the ACC yesterday, Clemson was the only game. In the SEC, just to make sure, Alabama beat Jacksonville State 13-2 in that one. Josh Jackson, former Virginia Tech quarterback, is transferring not too far behind. He's going to Maryland to play for Mike Loxley up at Maryland. Clemson's golf team enters the final round today. They are down in Puerto Rico, and they are, I think, sixth at when they finished up yesterday. The Tigers heading into the final round today, and Bryson Nimmer fired a 66 in the second round. We'll give you much more details of that coming up. He is within a shot of the lead down in Puerto Rico, and Clemson finds itself trailing by 12 shots to Georgia Tech. So fifth place of the 15 teams there. We find out where Larry Fedora's going. He's headed to Texas as a offensive quality control guy. And I thought pretty interesting. PGA Tour is going to allow shorts and practice rounds and during the pro-ams now. So pretty interesting stuff there. We'll get your thoughts on that. Long overdue. They need to go ahead and do it in rounds too now, as far as I'm concerned. We'll talk about that a little bit as this show goes on. The most important thing I do is a guy that had triple duty yesterday. He did four games on Saturday and hosted produced this show, produced Clemson Baseball, and produced Tiger Calls last night. The oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24, the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Zach Orr. Yebo!
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Bless.
Listen, great news for Phil Mickelson that they're doing shorts at on the tour here for warm-ups and stuff like that. The guy's got a pair of calves on him. Maybe that rival a pair of calves that reside here in the upstate.
Not even close.
Maybe they do.
Good.
Good.
But not in my neighborhood.
Man.
The man on the Liberty commercial, Liberty Insurance commercial, that's in my neighborhood. Mickelson, cute. Cute little class. Good for him. Get him out of here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. Doing very well.
I'm glad to hear that. Catch me up. You were just basically here all day.
Yeah, we went home for a bit and took care of some things, came back, did a little Tiger baseball at 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame. It was a lot of fun.
Right.
Got a nice win yesterday after a little back and forth there. They at least made it interesting, so a nice 7-6 win. And then we went right directly into Tiger Calls last night until 8 o'clock, and then I came home.
Did we overlap any of that? Did you have to move some stuff around, put some stuff on internet only to do any of that mess?
We had to do just a bit of our post game for baseball, internet only, and we took care of that seamlessly and got into our Tiger Calls last night.
I watched as they took Askew out last night is where I turned it on. I spent the whole day with Little Man. Boy, he's a bundle of joy yesterday.
Don't skip over that. How is the little guy? What's he doing? Man. What's his news trait? Is he walking yet? Talking yet? What's the deal?
Yeah, we went for a jog yesterday. No, he's just recognizing, not recognizing yet, but like just the facial expressions and much more alert and staying up longer and eating more and all that kind of stuff. Just getting in at the end of week one, by the way. Almost a week old.
I know.
Meredith gets sad.
Today, right?
Yeah. Meredith gets sad when you say, like, yesterday I went, well, he's tomorrow he's going to be 1/52nd of a year old. And she's like, don't say that. It makes me sad. Like, he's grown up too fast. Like, what?
Sweet. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know how that goes. Anyway, so I spent the whole day with him, man. Got to just played with him all day long, man. So that was really, really, really cool. Took him on a walk. A couple different walks, actually, strolling out and all that kind of stuff. So just enjoying what was a beautiful day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. We were blessed yesterday, buddy. No doubt about that. But my point was that I come in and Askew had, they just taken him out. And the bullpen kind of mucked it up a little bit there. Marsh struggled a little bit and Huggins struggled a little bit before Holt Jones and Spires come in. And Jones had pitched great, but Spires, you know, got out of everything. So I didn't get to see Askew at all. You did. And 6 strikeouts, only 1 walk, no hitter through 5. The guy was on really had it going for that first start.
Listen, he came out in the first inning, and he was a little amped up, a little fired up.
Right.
And he had a base runner or two. And it wasn't too bad. He ended up getting out of it, and he settled down in that second. Went on a streak of, I think it was 3 or 4 strikeouts in a row at some point during it. He had swing and miss stuff. And it was fun to watch and listen to. You mentioned watching him come out, and what you say, 3 earned, I believe, is his final line was.
Yeah.
One was, I mean, obviously all 3 by his own hand, but 1 was when he was in the game. He gave 2 to the bullpen, and they did muck it up a bit there.
Right.
But these things happen, and Clemson still gets the win. He gets the debut in his first start here at Clemson. Monty Lee finding freshman starters from everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's been exciting to watch very early in the season. Very encouraging to watch. I need you to talk me off of this ledge that I'm jumping off of into Clemson baseball, because I'm very encouraged and excited about this freshman core of pitchers.
I don't want to talk you off of anything, but I just want to warn you, A, it's early.
I can't. I'm already in.
No, B, you know, the level of competition, we don't know what Charlotte has or South Alabama has, and there's going to be some growing pains, but let me give you just a couple of key little thoughts on here. You're right about the pitching staff. That's 3 consecutive games started by freshmen. And Sharp and Roblosky and Askew. I just go Robo because I'm going to mess up Roblosky. Roblosky. Anyway, 3 straight freshmen there. So that's all good. And all 3 of those guys showed a heck of a lot of promise, including those last 2 freshmen left-handers. The other thing that I'm liking right now, but it's early. Obviously, David Sharp in the lineup makes a difference. You see what he's doing. He got another hit yesterday, drew another walk yesterday on base 2 of his 4 times. Hackenberg gives you, good stuff behind the plate. Wilkie got the day off yesterday, and so you get some a DH in there between those 2 maybe as well. Kier Meredith, that's encouraging with a couple of hits yesterday. That's very encouraging. But the one guy I think that, and again, I can just go back to, and by the way, I'm loving Hall over third and his athleticism at top of the lineup. I'm loving all that. I think Green can hit out in right field. I'm liking all this. Obviously, you like Davidson. But the one guy that I think is just going to be a key to a lot of this is Teodosio. And he had a home run yesterday, a shot that really helped save the game. Without that, what was an insurance run at the time.
You're at 6-6 then.
Right. If you don't hit that, you're 6-6.
Yeah.
But he's starting to figure it out a little bit, and he's not overwhelmed quite as much. And I go back to that conversation I had with Bill Spires, man. Like, he's really, really, really got a ton of upside. So I'm liking that a lot. A couple of errors yesterday, didn't like that. The bullpen didn't look great with the. But now those guys, they'll either get better or they won't pitch on the weekend games, you know, during the bullpen time there. With Martin Huggins and some of those guys. But we'll see. We'll see through that. But I'm encouraged. But, again, it's early, early, early. A lot to still prove. A lot to still figure out about baseball teams right now. Don't get too excited about that one. I got 2 quick questions for you. A, sure. What's on tap for segment 2?
I think we got a preview tonight's conference matchup between Florida State and Clemson here at home, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Look forward to that.
Okay. And that will go coincide with my second thing, because we have not talked about what Brad Brownell said last night on Tiger Calls. I didn't get a chance to hear that, so I want you to catch me up on that.
Yeah, Tiger Calls was last night, 7 to 8. We had a couple of callers that called in to express their support for the program, which is always nice. A former player.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The name is escaping right now. I think King, was it? I'll think of the name in a second. It'll come to me. I called in. They're coming in for basketball weekend this weekend, a little reunion thing this weekend. So they're very excited about that. And, yeah, it was Brownell essentially fielding questions about what happened these last two games, where you get beat at the cusp, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't really make excuses, which is something I do admire about the man and how he does his job. I don't think he makes
a
ton of excuses, and he does shoot it straight, whether or not people want to hear that.
Right.
He does do that, so that was a nice, refreshing thing when it comes to coaches answering questions like that.
No doubt.
So it was your standard run-of-the-mill Tiger calls.
Not only is it a big game tonight, and you mentioned that, and rightfully so, but really a big stretch right here. Because outside of the North Carolina game,
yep,
on March the 2nd, Saturday, March the 2nd, at 6 o'clock now, they set that time. Outside of that, there's some winnable games here. Three more weeks in the season. Florida State tonight, Boston College on Saturday. At Pittsburgh, North Carolina, you know what, at home, I'll go ahead and yield that one to them. But then at Notre Dame and Syracuse at home, before heading to the tournament, there's some very winnable games. There's a chance now that the Tigers could enter by winning, say, five of their last six and be one of those hot teams, hot bubble teams, heading to the ACC tournament.
We'll talk about it in a second. I'm very excited about
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, before I forget about this, did you see the Trevor Lawrence video last night?
I did.
What is going on? what is happening?
What do you mean,
what is happening?
Can we talk about that, too, in segment two?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk basketball segment two.
We're going to talk basketball segment two.
But part of it's going to be Trevor Lawrence basketball.
Yeah, I think we might leave with Trevor Lawrence now that I remembered it. Thank you, Blake and Liberty, for reminding me this morning.
All right. Hey, Carolina Heating Service, they're committed to giving you the highest value heating and air conditioning solutions. What they do is they give you the right products at the right highly trained employees, putting those and servicing those. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction above all else. They'll do the right thing with honesty, integrity, passion, and caring with the deals like this. A free water heater when you purchase any new HVAC system, I should say. That's a limited time only on this deal now. So get your new HVAC system. They can throw in a free water heater for you as well. Call for an estimate today on this limited time warranty at Carolina Heating Service. Their number 864-707-0924, 864-707-0924, or you can check them out on their website. It's carolinaheating.com. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby. By the way, because I'm happy, I'm alone.
Welcome back. Segment number two here on the Mickey Plyler Show. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you have been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident, personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration, and he is here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Labor today at 864-654-3680. Mickey, tonight, 9 o'clock here in Little John Coliseum, student appreciation night. I don't know if you saw that graphic. We'll go over that in a second. Clemson hosts number 16, Florida State, and they, what can only be described as a must-win for the Tigers. As I said, 9 o'clock tip here in Little John. Clemson coming off back-to-back heartbreakers against Louisville and Miami, respectively, where they lose at the precipice of success. And it is just snatched from them right there. As we see Sheldon Mitchell falling to the floor in disgust against Louisville, as we see many coaches and players with their heads down after the loss against Miami, a team that you quite frankly should have beat. All that is behind us now as they play on ESPNU tonight. Again, Student Appreciation Night. I don't know if you've seen this. Free Krispy Kreme donut when you enter.
Mm.
Free food and drink delivered to your seat.
What?
While supplies last. Silent Disco with DJ Shay while supplies last. And 300 all-in student reward points as a part of the system they have going on there currently on campus. So good incentive to get out there if you're a student tonight. Students have been okay, if I'm not mistaken, in showing up. It's a difficult one to get to on a Tuesday midweek at 9 o'clock if you're a regular season ticket holder or just a fan wanting to get out there. I understand that. But this is, if I'm right by saying, the last 9 o'clock game of the season for Clemson?
I've got the schedule right here in front of me.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Which
I'm hoping it is.
We need to make sure. I know. Yeah, because the rest of the schedule, the home games are weekend games, I do believe. Let me see. Boston College is weekend. Yep. That's right. So three straight Saturdays the Tigers are in town starting this weekend with Boston College. Weekends, I should say.
Yeah. Absolutely. Clemson expected to start their usual lineup, their usual suspects, if you will. Great movie, by the way. Have you seen it?
No.
You ever seen The Usual Suspects?
No.
Oh, my. You got to watch that.
I'm halfway through Draft Day right now, which I really like.
Halfway? How long is it taking you to watch that thing?
Well, Drake and I watch it together.
What do you think about it? Which of the Browns go with that one?
He thinks the quarterback's always franchise quarterback.
Always. He's a smart kid. He takes after his mom.
Right.
Marquise Reed, Sheldon Mitchell, obviously in the backcourt there. Elijah Thomas down low with David Scar and Amir Sims flanking him this evening. Trent Forrest, P.J. Savoy, Terrence Mann, M.J. Walker, and Christ. I don't know how you pronounce his first name. And I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Kuma.
Yep.
Kumajis, whatever.
Boy, he crushed.
7'4". Certainly a force to be reckoned with there. Thoughts on tonight's matchup with Florida State, looking to split the season series with the Seminoles. And again, I can't emphasize this enough, it has to be a must-win situation for the Tigers.
Yeah. Zach, I'm going to sound like, get Seminole Ted on the line, get Seminole Sammy, and get Florida State Freddy on the line here. I'm going to sound like the biggest Seminole fan ever.
Ooh.
This program now, they're 20-5 on the year. They are, Florida State is 8-4 in the ACC. Currently, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Currently tied for fifth with Syracuse. But 20-5, they're 16th in the country in the latest poll, and they're on a 7-game win streak right now. Remember coming into the Clemson win down in Tallahassee, they were on a 3-game losing streak, lost 4 of the last 5. This team's completely different. They beat Miami by 12. They beat Georgia Tech by 10. They went to Syracuse and won by 18. They beat Louisville by 5. They beat Wake Forest by 22. And they went to Georgia Tech and won by 22. Now, again, they have not played a ranked team since Duke back in that was way back in the first part of January. So, but with that said, they've taken care of their business. They've done exactly what they had to do. And that's hard to do. We talked about that with Clemson last week. It's hard to do. A 7-game win streak, and they're it's impressive because now most of those were 4 of those were at home, 3 on the road. But the win at Syracuse by 18 was a really, really, really good win. Their schedule gets tougher because after this they go to North Carolina. And then they'll have, you know, later on NC State and at Virginia Tech. But this team right now, I told you those net ratings on the NCAA stuff, they're – formerly RPI stuff. They're 22nd in the country right now. And Zach, I'm just going to give you a little, it's going to sound like I'm a big Florida State fan. I just want to be what they are in basketball. Leonard Hamilton has gone to since 2002, he's gone to 6 NCAA tournaments. All those since 2004, in his third year.
Since 2004?
Yes. He's gone to 6 NCAA tournaments. He has gone to the Sweet 16 once, the Elite 8 once, won 2 ACC championships. And this is a perennial 20-win NCAA tournament team now. This team is looking for its fourth, let me see if I'm right, 1, 2, 3. Yes, fourth NCAA tournament appearance in the last 5 years. They recruit like crazy. They're long. They're athletic. Now, they struggle on the offensive end, sure. But, man, they really – that's for a football school, and I want to be clear when I say this. I have ridiculed Leonard Hamilton. I've said before, he can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. That the man, quite frankly, just has he can't coach. He doesn't have no cell in his body. But he can recruit like crazy, and they've done an absolutely unbelievable job there in their program. It's year in, year out, it's among the most athletic teams in the country. Year in, year out, among the longest, tallest with length teams in the country. And now they're on a 7-game win streak, ranked 16th in the country. Man, they're exactly what – the proof of it can be done.
Sure. It can be done.
They're doing it.
Six tournament appearances. Six is what you said?
He got here in 2002, and he's going to NCAA tournament in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 17, and 18. I'm sorry. That's six in the last since 2009. He had to rebuild at first. So I was wrong with it. Yeah. So it's 2009. He's gone six times. This will be the seventh. They're going this year. Be the seventh time since 2009. Seventh time in the last 9 years they're going to NCAA tournament.
Six times in 17 years. Right? 2002?
Yeah, but he had a rebuild when he got there.
Okay. Well.
Put it this way. Seven times in the last 9 years when they go this year.
So I'm sure in those first 7 years, things were a little tense in Tallahassee.
Maybe.
You're saying they can turn around?
Sure, absolutely. Look, man, anything can be done.
As Clemson's head coach goes for his 165th career victory at Clemson tonight.
Absolutely. Look,
currently,
man.
13 shy of tying Cliff Ellis for the most in program history.
There's no doubt in anybody's mind these things can be done. In those first 7 years of Leonard Hamilton, 14 and 15, 19 and 14, NIT, 12 and 9, 20 and 10 NIT, 22 and 13 NIT, 19 and 15 NIT. And then in the year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in year 7, since year 7, NCAA tournament, NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, NCAA tournament, NCAA tournament, went to NIT twice, didn't go to tournament 1 year. And then NIT, he had a bad run in there for 2012 up to 2016. But then NCAA tournament 3 years ago, NCAA, or 2 years ago, NCAA tournament last year, and they're going this year. So, man, and 20 wins in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times the guys won 20 games. And an ACC tournament championship. Just, I made fun of the guy forever.
Listen, you want to be Florida State.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Right?
Yep.
Brad Brunell at Clemson in his first season here went to the NCAA tournament. Now, that was with Purnell's guys. Everybody says that. It's fine. 16 and 15, 13 and 18, 23 and 13 NIT, 16, 15, 17, 14, 17 and 60 NIT, 25 and 10 Sweet 16 in his eighth season. One more season than what Leonard Hamilton did down there at Florida State.
Right. Right.
And is actually his second trip to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
If you want to be Florida State, we're on the track to Florida State.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want Brad Brunell to be on the track to Florida State.
Then patience would be the key to this, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, among other things, sure, absolutely. I think that Brad be the first day too. Recruiting's been the key to it. Leonard Hamilton can't coach. He can't coach. But they signed some great players. They signed five stars. And he's just done an unbelievable job there. And I've come full circle, 180-degree turn on Leonard Hamilton. Because I used to make fun of the guy. But what's there to make fun of? Just go win ACC tournaments. You know, go to lead eights, go to sweet 16s. Honest to goodness, I thought they were going to win it all a couple of years ago. And they got beat fairly early in the tournament. What was that? That was 16, 17. I thought they were going to win the whole thing. I thought they were that talented, whenever it was. But might have been before that. But elite eight last year and ranked 16th in the country this year. Man, I know I sound like the biggest Seminole fan in the world right now, and I'm not. But I apologize for making fun of that cat because his teams have done – they're going to NCAA tournament for the seventh time in 9 years. It still doesn't sound right, though, does it?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh time in the last 11 years is what that happens there. So, great turnaround job by Florida State basketball. No doubt about that.
Trevor Lawrence.
Go ahead. A lot of people hadn't seen the video.
Yeah, listen.
While we're talking basketball.
Yeah, while we're talking basketball. For people that obviously know or don't know, Clemson allows that they let their kids be kids and enjoy college and play intramurals. And Trevor was playing last night. And they had a game. And he's playing a little basketball, running up and down the court, having himself a game. And I guess a certain individual on the other team had been talking to him all game, from what I read in comments afterwards, and tried to set a pick on him before half court.
There's a rebound back on the defensive end.
Yeah. The video, to be honest, not a great look for Earl Trevor. There's a push, and then there's a offensive lineman instinct to finish the block, and he buries him into the court and then and walks up to him again. From what I could tell, didn't get teed up in that game. There was no technical motion made by the referees, either one of them. He buried him. He buried him on the court. Thoughts?
It's not as bad as you made it sound. He didn't. Nobody got hurt. He pushed a kid.
He buried him.
He pushed it. Yeah.
That's a mugging. That's an assault in basketball.
It's not assault. It's not anyway.
In basketball.
Yeah, basketball's a soft sport. You can't touch each other. Yeah. I like the competitive thing there.
I love the competitiveness.
Yeah.
I still don't need my quarterback to be doing that.
Why not?
If you're a Clemson fan.
Why not?
He can't have that, man.
Why? He's got an edge, man. You know what? He's a soft-spoken freshman, mild-mannered, you know, not a vocal leader. What else they say? They say, he's not one of these guys who he talks about his faith all the time. He's a soft, tender-hearted guy. Runs over the guy. Just runs over him. Runs through him.
What do you got to prove there? The kid comes up to your abdomen.
Guy should have been talking.
And he's a little fella.
Guy should have been talking.
Just run around him.
He didn't. He turned around. The guy was right there. Mm-hmm. So the initial bump, and then he just ran through him. I'm fine with all that. I liked it. Competitive nature, man.
You got to tee him up.
Tee him up. It's intramural basketball. I don't care.
Tee him up.
No, you're making too much of this. Look, I loved it. The guy, it was reminiscent of looking over at Muschamp after the touchdown pass.
That was great.
It was reminiscent of the Florida State, you know, little Florida State pushing and shoving it in there.
Imagine the South Carolina game. He looks at Muschamp, runs over, pushes him, and then pushes him again. That's what that was. That's what last night was.
That's different because...
he was in his way.
Yeah. I mean, that's different. It was a contact inside of sport. That's different going over pushing Muschamp.
Obviously, it's intramurals, and it doesn't matter. But you got to tee him up, refs. How do you sleep at night
so
if you don't tee that kid
basketball,
up?
Basketball, so what, man?
How do you not tee that kid up last night? My goodness.
So we're going to critique his intramural basketball skills. I look at his demeanor. That's the only thing I care about.
I'm more upset with the referees of the game. They can't let that get out of hand.
You spend time worried about intramural basketball referees on the show.
Listen, I got to keep up with intramural basketball now because it's an event at Clemson when these kids go out there and play.
So how's his shooting last night? How's his defense last night?
It doesn't matter. Right. Overshadowed by his physical altercations on the court.
Right.
Unbelievable.
The only thing that matters is that he showed a little toughness and some competitive spirit. That's what he said. And people saw it and was like, all right, we ain't messing with that guy anymore. He sent a message.
Imagine being the kid that tried to set a screen on the starting quarterback.
Who sets a screen in the backcourt after a defensive rebound?
In intramurals. What are you doing?
It's nowhere near as bad as you made it sound out to be. And you know what? I loved it. I thought it was great.
I don't think it's great.
don't mess with Trevor Lawrence. That's what I learned.
I don't think it's great.
Why? Who cares? It's an intramural. You're searching on that one, bud. I love the competitive nature. Good for him.
I think you're apologizing for your adopted son that you've really grown very fond of.
I don't care. What was he like in, I'm trying to think of another aspect of life that we don't watch him do every single day. You know, how did he, I do care what he did in the chemistry exam because you got to stay eligible and you got to graduate and all that stuff.
I hate chemistry.
But what other aspect of life? How was he, how did he park his car yesterday?
I don't care about that.
How does he drive? Does he speed at all? Is he a good safe driver? Does he wear a seatbelt all the time? I don't care. I don't care what he does to win in real basketball. But the thing that came out of it was he's ultra competitive. Don't mess with him. He's got some toughness to him. Don't talk trash to him. You'll end up being buried too. Matter of fact, I hope he comes over here over that booth over there. Hope he comes over to the production room over there. Takes care of you one day.
Listen.
I'll give him your number, pal.
He ain't getting that second push in, I'll tell you that much.
I'll give him your number.
I'll tell you that much.
We'll take care of this.
You ain't getting that second one in.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Don't mess with you want to play with the bull, you're going to get the horn sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
You talk trash to Trevor Lawrence, you end up on the ground.
Love the competitiveness.
Good.
Should have got teed up.
Right. Don't set a screen over him. Tee him up. I don't care.
Should have got teed up.
Give him all tees in intramural basketball. Don't care. One natty, don't care. watched National Championship last night and the Cotton Bowl last night.
You gotta stop doing that.
No, I don't. Why nothing else on TV.
Isn't there something to be said for just remembering it as it was?
No.
Enjoying the memory?
No. Let me ask you this. Bachelor or Cotton Bowl?
Neither.
America's Got Talent or National Championship game?
Neither.
Nothing else on.
Sure there is. No. Plenty of other stuff on.
Hey, Lakeside Lodge, speaking of quarterbacks and former Clemson quarterbacks, I wouldn't try to set a pick on a backcourt pick after a defensive rebound on Taj Boyd either. Go by and see Taj and the friends over at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I hadn't been by lately just because we've been busy having a baby. But besides that.
Is that what you've been doing this past week?
Yeah. Besides that, I need to go by and see Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. This is an interesting, unique situation. And I just know this from talking to Steve and Taj and Leighton and the folks. There's just a sense of urgency to get in now. And the main thing I want to, you know, look, it's beautiful. Look at the models. I'm not want to talk about the brick and the mortar. I don't want to talk about all the amenities. I don't talk about all that stuff. What I want to talk about is the lifestyle. Now just imagine you and your family on a game day and tailgating out there and looking over the lake and coming up and going over the game and coming back and not having to drive all the way back home and hanging out with your friends and your newly found friends. Get in touch with them. It is our wonderful friends at Lakeside Lodge. It's a unique condo tail. Find out about all those amenities and so much more, all those advantages and so much more. It's Lakeside Lodge Clemson. .com. Hey, we'll come back. We'll open up phone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A lot to do after a very short break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
OptiMos will increase your nitric oxide, giving your blood better flow and more oxygen to your muscles for the ultimate workout. This will increase your energy, endurance, and muscle building. OptiMos has been clinically proven to increase your bench by 58 pounds, leg press by 78 pounds, and 3 times more lean body mass. Results you can see and feel for men and women. Take your workout to the next level. Order OptiMos at UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a 4-piece chicken supreme snack for just $3.99.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Craving some local nightlife fun? Visit Pub Blue Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 for live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food like fresh ground gourmet burgers, duck wings, and elevated sandwiches. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information and check them out on the Untapped app for a list of current available beers. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717, 286 Market Street in Seneca next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the health dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I'll stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hey, Zach Orr, have you noticed this, buddy? It rains and it rains and it rains and it rains every day, and all it does is rain.
We got a little sleet out there this morning.
Sleet?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All it does is rain. And so you might have some mold and mildew underneath your home as a result. You need a dry crawl space. Don't let mold and mildew be a part of your life. You don't want your family breathing in mold and mildew. This is not a good thing. Let them encapsulate your crawl space. Let them take care of your crawl space. Heavy rain today. Rain tomorrow, rain on Thursday, light rain on Friday, showers on Saturday, rain on Sunday. It's going to rain. It's over 50% chance of rain every day. Actually, only between now and next Thursday, only one day that it's not that way. Get in touch with our friends at Canty Foundation Services. Let them dry up that crawl space for you in case you might have any issues there. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I have a new sports phrase. When a program is in shambles, like Florida State football right now, give me a football, baseball, basketball program or a professional sports organization that's in shambles right now.
That's in shambles?
Yeah.
That's in shambles. Is there one that comes to the top of your head that you're thinking of?
I'd say Florida State football, but give me one more.
I guess they're in shambles, but they're kind of coming back a little bit, right? Distancing themselves from
Baltimore Orioles.
You can call them shambles if you want.
Okay. Their organization is messier than Bernie Sanders' hair.
Oh, that's what you wanted to set it up for.
Dude, the guy's running for president. Comb your hair every once in a while. Look, he makes me look like I have good hair.
I was going to say, you're a gentleman that I wouldn't say has great hair, but you have great, great hair compared to Bernie Sanders.
Just look at this one. Just comb your hair.
I love the little hand thing he does when he gets fired up.
He looks disheveled. Is that the right word? Disheveled?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get to Chad, 654-ROAR. North of the communication phone line, 654-7627. Chad in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing, buddy?
Mick, hadn't talked to you since the baby, man. Congratulations.
Awesome, man. Thank you, sir.
Incredible news.
Thank you so much. It's really nice of you.
You
yeah, we're blessed.
Sleep and sleeping good through the night yet, or what?
He's doing so much better every single night. He stays awake more during the day. And he sleeps a little more at night and eating a little bit longer every time. You know that newborn deal, man. You just find a way to a little bit better every single day. A little more alertness. You know that deal. A little bit better every day.
Yeah, Mick, I know your wife's an educator, but you got to look into right brain development flashcards. It's never too early, man. Japanese developed it, but. I'm all about it. Takes a white female 1540 to get into Harvard. So if Harvard's a goal when she ends up at Calhoun Honors, then, you know, Tiger Town bound. But anyways, Mick, two things real quick. Number one, what was I going to say? Yesterday, President's Day, so I'm kind of taking a half day. So my mom got to say my little gym membership or whatever. So I went for the first time.
Yeah.
This little, like, 6 or 7 month old at the very end, they're kind of all crawling around doing their little gym thing. And he, like, doesn't hit Millie, but, like, touches her face, and so she immediately starts crying, and I'm thinking, am I about to fight this 7-month-old? Like, it's crazy how, like, I'm literally looking like, whose pan is that? Like, I'm like, anyways, it's hilarious.
You're taking about the parking lot.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. If the dad would have been there, it would have been issues. But, hey, Mick, let me ask you this. Trevor Lawrence, right? I love the conversation today. Is it fair to say, you know, because I've seen the highlights of him when he was in middle school, which is embarrassing to say, but that's a fact. So is it fair to say he's probably been the best athlete, a star quarterback, you know, because he's been bigger, taller, strong arm his whole life pretty much? Is that
yes.
fair to say?
Yeah, every athletic event he's been in, outside of intramural basketball now, he's been the best player. Yes.
Right, yeah, it's fair to say he's been, you know, dominant. So sometimes I think you worry about kids like that have been so good, just naturally gifted, that maybe they don't have that it factor. And so an example of an it factor would be like, you see Justin Ross, you know, early on in the year blocking people when he doesn't have the ball, you know.
Right.
And the way he plays without the ball in his hands, it's like, he's got that it factor. He's got that dog in it, right?
Right.
And so it's kind of hard to see that with Trevor Lawrence because, you know, as a quarterback, you just never know. And so example of that from Hunter Renfrow, you know, him, you know, running downfield to try to spring Lynn J. Dixon, you know, in a blowout win against Wake.
Right.
And so, you know, Hunter has that it factor. Last night, seeing that video of Trevor, the guy has the it factor. You know, he's competitive. He probably lost his temper. But, you know, because of his long hair, because of his just natural ability, you almost kind of think he's too cool for school, whatever. He's out there playing intramural basketball like it's the Final Four, right?
Right.
And it's just the name of his team, the Roy team or whatever, you know, off of Dabo's Roy bus. That's freaking awesome. And so I absolutely love it. Hate Zach's take. Seeing the video last night, honestly, has me more bullish on Trevor. 45-0, Mick, maybe 60-0 in Ring of Honor. I'll hang up with
him. Now we got the guy at 60-0.
I'm taking the 7-month-old in the fight against Chad, just to be clear about that.
Ouch. You don't like any of these guys playing intramural basketball.
I like them having fun. As a person who supports the program and who talks about it all fall along, you'd rather them be healthy than possibly have something hurt to them.
Now let me ask you this. How many times do you see someone set a screen? If we're really going to truly evaluate, let's just evaluate. Someone set a screen 86 feet away from the basket after a defensive rebound.
You don't see it a lot.
Okay. In hockey, give me something equivalent. Like somebody does something that, you know what, man, you don't need to do that, bud. It happens in hockey.
Sure.
And in hockey, what happens when you do that?
Now, hold on. Because you are on record saying hockey is a barbaric sport.
No, I'm just asking you.
And it's the incorrect way to handle things, and it's not a good example for our children. Would you say...
I'm asking you.
Would you say Trevor Lawrence is an example setter for the children of the area of Clemson football?
Yes.
If we want to get high and mighty?
Well, I'll say this.
So
he's an example of why you don't poke the bear.
If someone runs into you on the basketball court, should you bury him into the hardwood?
Here's what I will tell my son. And my dad always taught me this about a fight. You know the most important part of a fight?
What's that?
Sizing up the other fella. I mean, if you're Grenada, if you're the Falkland Islands, you don't go poke the bear. You know what I'm saying? You've been a history major. You get that, right?
I understand.
You size the other guy up. And if you're 4'8", like the guy was, and Trevor Lawrence is 6'7", like he is, don't poke the bear. You got to know what you're getting into. In hockey, to answer the question, in hockey, somebody does something. If somebody sets a back screen 86 feet away from the goal, which is not, they don't do that, obviously. But
first of all, it's an interference penalty. Can't do it.
Right.
Second of all, if it's a cheap shot, it's usually taken care of in a self-policing way.
Right. Mm-hmm. He policed himself.
Hockey's a different sport.
He took care of it.
Hockey's an entirely different sport, one that you've called out publicly many times. So now, because it's Trevor Lawrence, because it's your boy,
you're taking
a different stance. You're flip-floppity. You're like a fish over here.
You take the stance for...
You're flip-floppity over here.
For Carl Thomas, the 4'11" engineering student, take his side.
Listen, good for Carl Thomas. He gained 3 inches in the last time you talked about him. Yeah. He was 4'8". He's 4'11" now.
Yeah,
I'm hoping he'll get to his usual height of about 5'6" by the end of the show.
He made Barstool. Good for him, or not Barstool? What is it?
Yeah, Barstool.
Is it Barstool? He made it. Good job. Good for you, buddy.
Trevor made Barstool. That kid's an afterthought.
Yeah. You're on a highlight film for him. Good job. Now go paint your face and go cheer in the stands. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. I want to say if you're in North Carolina, go do some basketball players' papers for them. 859-8289. Get in touch with them. They can help you out with your taxes. This is a great time of year to go out and see them. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Patterson Tax Service and like our situation. You know, we got different money coming from different directions as a family now. Now I got a newborn for next year. Now he didn't come to this till 2019, but that's a little bit different situation for us. Your tax situations are changing often, and especially if you're small businesses, because the tax code changed a lot. And it's not as simple as it might have been at certain point in times for you. I would say that always go with them. Plan a little bit with them. Let them prepare your taxes for you. If you're outside, if you're an outside worker and the weather affects you and your business, man, you got the next 10 days you can go by and see them because it's going to rain. It's going to be bad. It's the Patterson Tax Service. They're in Easley, 859-8289, right beside Old Easley High School. If you're listening to me over the internet or on our app right now, you can scan everything and email it to them. They'll take care of you. So great friends of Patterson Tax Service. PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Nine. Fear the Turtle, Hang On, I'm coming to you. Tony Morrell at 8:05. I want to talk about the Clemson baseball more. Talk about where Larry Fedora is going. And also talk about the PGA Tour is going to allow shorts. I think that's much more cool than talk about the engineering studio at Clemson. Hour two after this.